It's time now for a tale or two from the summer learning program at the Dorman Library. In cooperation with Big Country WABH Radio, you can hear these stories for kids every Saturday morning at this time. Miss Kathleen and Miss Tara will be your storytellers. Our program is brought to you by Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union, the Betty K. Bake Shop, Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm, along with Yogi Bear's Yellowstone Park.
This is Ms. Tara from the Dorman Library. We're going to be imagining your story. And today I have a tale from the book called The Red King and the Witch. And it was these stories were compiled by Ruth Manning Sanders. And this was published by Roy Publishers. And the story we're going to hear today is The Deluded Dragon. Now, just one note before we start. There's three words you might not know. One is the word bough, which is like a branch. The other word is hare. You probably know it better as a rabbit. And the third word is a nightcap. Do you believe people used to put hats on before they went to sleep to keep their heads warm? So now let's get into the story. The Deluded Dragon. Somewhere was not, a poor old man with a multitude of children. He had nowhere to live but an underground cave in the middle of a forest. Said this poor old man to his wife, "Wife, make me a honey cake, and I will get me away to see if I can earn anything." His wife made the honey cake, and he set off walking. By and by he came to a well with a table standing beside it. He was tired and said, "I will sit me down here and sleep a little. When I wake up, I will eat my cake." He put the honey cake on the table and lay down by the well to sleep. Whilst he was asleep, the crows came down and ate up his honey cake. When he woke up, there was nothing left but the crumbs, and the flies were eating the crumbs. "Ho, ho," says he, "leave me nothing, would you?" He brought down his handkerchief on the flies and killed 100 of them. He thought he was clever to kill so many flies at once. He took a burnt stick and wrote on the table how he had killed 100 souls at one blow. "Oh, after all this heavy work," said he, "I deserve a little more rest." And he laid him down and went to sleep again. Whilst he was sleeping, a dragon came to the well to draw water. The dragon saw what was written on the table. He was frightened of the old man. The old man woke up. He was frightened of the dragon. There they were, each frightened of each other. So what did they do? They swore an oath of brotherhood that neither of them should hurt the other, and they set out along a footpath for the dragon's palace. The old man was walking in front, and the dragon was walking after him. When the dragon breathed out, he blew the old man forward. When the dragon breathed in, he drew the old man back. So there was this old man running forward, running back. The dragon was puzzled. Says the dragon, "Brother, how is it that you sometimes run forward and sometimes run back?" Says the old man, "Brother, I am thinking whether to kill you. When I decide to kill you, I run back. Then I remember our oath and run forward again. But if you will walk in front so that I may keep my eyes on you, I shall not forget my oath." Says the dragon, "Brother, I will walk in front." So the dragon walked in front and the old man followed. They came to a cherry tree. The dragon climbed up into the tree to eat the cherries. The old man ate those that had fallen on the ground. Says the dragon, "Brother, come up here. The cherries are better." Says the old man, "No, they are not better, brother. They are worse. The birds have pecked them." The dragon then bent down a bough that was loaded with fruit. Said he, "Here's the best cherries of all. Catch hold, brother, and eat your fill." The old man caught hold of the branch, and the dragon let go. The branch jerks the old man high up into the air. The jerk nigh pulls the old man's arms out of their sockets. He lets go his hold. He falls on a hare and kills it. The dragon was surprised when he saw the old man jerked up and flung down. He says, "Was the bout then too strong for you, brother?" "By no means, brother," answers the old man. "Can you not see? I leaped up to catch a hare, and I had caught it." The dragon had never caught a hare that way, and he thinks to himself, "I must be careful. This old man is too clever for me." They went on, the old man carrying the dead hare by its ears. They came to the dragon's palace. When the old man saw the dragon's wife, he said, "Good day, sister, I have brought you a hare." So they must have water to stew the hare in. The dragon asked the old man to go to the well and fetch the water. "Here is the pitcher," says the dragon, and he showed the old man a pitcher bigger than himself. The old man knew he could not carry the pitcher empty, let alone full. So what did he do? He asked for a spade. Says he, "I will dig around the well and bring the whole of it home on my back. Then we shall have water for many days." Said the dragon, "No, no, brother, that will not do. When the well is dry, we shall perish of thirst." Said the old man, "Brother, I will bring the whole well or nothing." Said the dragon, "Brother, I will fetch the water myself, and whilst I'm away, do you go to the forest and bring home a tree that we may light a fire?" The old man went into the forest. He made a bark rope and began binding the trees together. He was so long gone that the dragon came to see what he was doing. Says the old man, "What am I doing? This is what I am doing. I am tying the trees together that I may bring the whole forest at one stride." Says the dragon, "No, no, brother, don't destroy my forest." Says the old man, "Brother, I will bring the whole forest or nothing." So the dragon pulled up a tree and carried it back to the palace himself. They ate. They went to bed. The old man in one room, the dragon and his wife in another room. "Wife," the dragon said, "what shall we do? If we anger that old man, he will kill us." "Husband," she said, "take uncle's big club and hit the old man on the head while he sleeps." The old man was listening. He had his ear to the keyhole. He dressed up a log of wood in his nightcap and laid the log in his bed. The dragon came in the dark and hit the log. Bang, bump, bang, bump. The old man came down to breakfast. He was scratching his head. "Brother," he says, "there were fleas in my bed. They got inside my nightcap. They bit me and I itch." The dragon began to shake with fright. What could he do against such an old man? "Brother," he says, "ought you not to be on your way home?" "I came out to seek my fortune," the old man said. "I cannot go home with empty hands. My wife will scold me." The dragon said, "You need not go home with empty hands." He showed the old man a huge sack full of money. "Take it and welcome, brother." The old man could not lift the sack. "Brother," he said, did not I myself bring my present to your wife?" He meant the hare. "Now you yourself must bring your present to my wife." "I will do that willingly," said the dragon. They set out together for the old man's house, the dragon carrying the sack. When they got near to the underground cave, the old man said, "Brother, wait here. I must go first and tie up my dogs, or they will devour you." The dragon waited. The old man went into his cave. There were his multitude of children expecting their daddy. He gave each of them a knife and told them what to do. He went out again and called to the dragon. "You can come in now, brother. I have tied up the dogs." The dragon came to the mouth of the cave with the sack. He came slowly, looking this way and that, lest the dogs should get loose and tear him. Then all the children came rushing out of the cave, waving their knives and shouting, "Hurrah! Our daddy has brought a dragon home! We'll kill him! We'll eat him!" The dragon threw down the sack and ran. He was so frightened that he didn't stop running till he got to his palace. There he went in and slammed the door and put a great bar across it. The old man took the money out of the sack. He went to town. He bought himself a house and oxen and cows. I also hope he bought his kid some ice cream for helping him out like that. We'll have more about dragons in just a minute.
The Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm is proud to support the Dorman Library and their summer reading program on WABH Radio. Joint and Von Hagen is the successor to attorney William Joint's successful solo practice of more than 20 years in Bath. With the addition of Catherine Von Hagen, the practice focuses on residential and commercial real estate, estate planning, estate administration, and probate. Joint and Von Hagen is now located at 113 East Tobin Street in Bath, and they're committed to establishing and maintaining trusted legal relationships with their clients.
Summer is here, and the Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union is celebrating with a home improvement loan special. Thinking of a new roof, a new addition, or maybe some other home project is planned and you need money? Steuben Citizens is offering great rates. You can borrow as much as $15,000 at 4.5% up to 60 months. Must meet member lending eligibility requirements. When you need a great loan rate, the Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union is with you every step of the way on Wilson Avenue, where membership has its privilege.
Welcome back to the Imagine Your Story program on WABH Radio. That's AM 1380 and FM 100.3 with Ms. Tara from the Dorman Library. We're continuing our dragon theme today, and I am going to be reading some poems from a book entitled The Dragons Are Singing Tonight. This was written by Jack Proletsky. And if you happen to get the book from the library, you'll see that the pictures are by Peter Siss, and it was published by Green Willow Books. So our first poem is called, I Am Waiting, Waiting, Waiting. I am waiting, waiting, waiting for my dragon egg to hatch. I've been waiting, waiting, waiting for a year. Ever since I found and hidden in my mother's garden patch, now I think my baby dragon's almost here. I have never had a dragon of my very own before, and I wonder, will my dragon breathe a flame? Will it greet me every morning with a friendly little roar? Will it answer when I summon it by name? I am counting off the seconds till my dragon first appears, poking through the shell of freedom with a horn. I can't wait to see its winglets, tiny muzzle, tail, and ears when my brand new baby dragon's finally born. So what happens after you have some dragons? Well, this poem, it will answer that question. I have a dozen dragons. I have a dozen dragons. I bought them at the mall. I keep them in my closet. It's fortunate they're small. Their horns are red and silver. Their scales are green and gold. All of them are beautiful. All of them are bold. They eat vanilla ice cream and pickles mixed with ink. They run around the kitchen and jump into the sink. They splash about the basin and flap their silver wings while breathing tiny fires that never burn a thing. When we go out on weekends and stroll around the block, the neighbors stare and wonder. They seem to be in shock. I may not have a puppy, a kitten, or a bird, but I'm the only one I know who has a dragon herd. So we've been hearing some stories now about very friendly dragons, or they seem a little safe. But now I want to share a poem about a more fierce dragon. And the poem is entitled, I Am Boom. I am Boom, the thunder dragon, taller than the tallest trees. I stir whirlwinds when I whisper, mighty cyclones when I sneeze. Fishes shiver in the ocean when I tread upon the shores. I make earthquakes and volcanoes when I roar, roar, roar. I am Boom, the thunder dragon. All the earth is my domain. When I flap my wings in fury, I create a hurricane. Lions vanish at my footsteps. Eagles tremble at my glance. And the mountains start to rumble when I dance, dance, dance. Giants fly into a panic when I rear my massive head. When I snort my searing fires, fearless ogres faint with dread. If you ever see me coming, you had better give me room. I am Boom, the thunder dragon. I am Boom, Boom, Boom. Oh, wow, that is some dragon. So here's just a little thought about dragons, and in case you forgot about dragons, this might be will help remind you. Once they all believed in dragons. Once they all believed in dragons, when the world was fresh and young. We were woven into legends, tales were told and songs were sung. We were treated with obeisance, we were honored, we were feared. Then one day they stopped believing. On that day, we disappeared. Now they say our time is over. Now they say we live our last. Now we treat it with derision, where we once ruled unsurpassed. We must make them all remember. In some ways, we must reveal that our spirits live forever. We are dragons. We are real. Well, if you would like to hear more about dragons, please come to the Dorman Library and get some books out. And kids, if this has inspired you to draw any pictures of dragons, feel free to send them, post them on our Facebook page so that everybody can see the dragons that you've imagined. Thanks for joining us today.
If you're looking for freshly baked donuts, breads, rolls, and cakes, you'll find them at the Betty Kay Bake Shop. They also offer cookies, cupcakes, pies often made with fresh local ingredients, and low sugar and gluten-free options. They continue to practice COVID-19 health guidelines with masks required and only 2 people in the store at one time. Open Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., except Friday, they are open till 5:30. The Betty Kay Bake Shop on Liberty Street in downtown Bath. It doesn't taste any better.
Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park offers your family a whole lot of fun. This beautiful camping resort offers a 10-acre pond, swimming pool, playground, and plenty of activities designed for the whole family. They can accommodate any size RV, along with offering rustic cabins and RV rentals. Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park is located ideally in the Finger Lakes wine country, with wineries, state parks, and gorges nearby. Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park is perfect for visiting family, friends, and is a great place to get away from it all.
That concludes our stories for this week, presented by members of the Dorman Library staff. We hope you have enjoyed it. Your comments are welcome. Our program has been sponsored by Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union, the Betty Kay Bake Shop, Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm, and Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park. You're listening to Big Country WABH, the home of the greatest country hits of all time.